Hello. As part of our group's outreach project in the Core Science 300, we will now be presenting a short podcast to cover larger ecosystem and fisheries effects of capelin stunting, not covered in our video. Let's begin by asking Shannon just how she did her research for isotope analysis of capelin tissue. As opposed to simply cutting open a fish to investigate immediate stomach contents, isotope analysis gives chemical distribution of organic matter in a fish's body, allowing for deduction of diet over a previous long period of time.
So the idea is that isotopes, so carbon of different weight, are incorporated into different organisms differently. So you can look at this isotope signature, which is basically the ratio between a light carbon and a heavy carbon, or a light nitrogen and a heavy nitrogen, and you can look at it in their prey and see what that signal is. Like, you can analyze it, and then you can also look at it in the capelin. And so for things like carbon, we know that whatever they're eating, that the carbon signature between the prey and the predator, so the zooplankton and the capelin, is going to be very similar. It doesn't change much in the way that carbon is incorporated. So we can look at it and we can say, this is, line it up and say, this is what they're feeding on, right? So it tells us, are they feeding on things which are closer to the ocean floor, which tend to have, I don't remember if it's heavier or lighter, but they're feeding on things that are closer to the ocean floor, or if they're feeding on things that are much more up in the water, right? So you can get a difference in where the capelin is feeding. The other part is nitrogen. So we know that the way that nitrogen gets incorporated into the muscle is different than carbon. We know that actually more of heavier nitrogen gets used to build muscle than lighter. So what we see is we see what we call enrichment. So we see heavier nitrogen at higher percentages in the predator capelin than we do in the prey. So we can follow how, and that change is consistent across what we call a trophic level. So
research around the world and throughout history has shown that overfishing not only decreases fish stocks, but their body sizes as well. So where does capelin lie in the water column?
Are what we describe as a pelagic fish, which means they tend to be up in the water column. Although recently, since these temperature changes and these size changes have occurred, there have been behavioral changes in capelin in terms of the fact that they're spending more time closer to the bottom, and they're not going up and down or making vertical migrations in the water column as much as they used to.
Do you know why that is?
Well,
so can you?
No, but, I mean, there's many hypotheses as to why there's these behavioral changes. One of it could be changes in diet. It could be changes in what's going on in the ecosystem.
So what other changes do we see?
So there's been changes in terms of basically predators in the Grand Banks. So there's a lot less cod than there used to be, and cod tends to be more towards the bottom, right? And there's more seals than there used to be. So one thing that I've heard as a hypothesis is that capelin might be changing where they are relative to these differences and who's their biggest predator now,
yeah.
Right? So they can go closer to the bottom because there's not so many cod anymore and they're trying to stay further from the surface. But that's complete conjecture.
Yeah.
So
that's still interesting.
Yeah. But the thing is, we know they're behaving differently. We know they're feeding a bit differently. We know they're smaller. Like, there's all these things that are going on at the same time.
For the last 20 years, the cod industry in Atlantic Canada has been reduced to near zero. Early government arguments to redirect the blame to any reason except overfishing, along with bad science and vastly overestimating future stocks, were finally quashed in 1989, when the government admitted their research was flawed. Cod stocks have yet to recover despite offshore moratoriums beginning in 1992. Capelin itself is not particularly valuable for human consumption, owing to its small size.
Most people know that there's a catastrophic collapse in Atlantic cod population, right? And so removing what was one of the major predators in this more simple ecosystem has had consequences, or there's been a lot of changes since that happened. In particular, one of the changes is that there are so many more invertebrates like shrimp and snow crab there, and that's become the more important fisheries now because of these changes in the ecosystem. But it's not just cod. I mean, fisheries have also reduced things like winter plaice, but there's several flatfishes and other fish, grenadier, that are much lower in abundance now than they were historically. And it's a simple ecosystem, so removing some or reducing some of these components has an important impact on the other components that are left. we know that the cod has decreased. They haven't recovered, right? There is a large reduction in the number of cod in the Grand Banks back in the early 1990s. We haven't seen substantial increases since then. So people want to know why and what can be done about it, right? So one of the things that we're looking at is we know that capelin are important for growth in cod, and that historically a large portion of the cod diet was capelin. Now we see that a large portion of the cod diet is shrimp. So the question is, by looking at capelin, are we getting a picture of, you know, what's going on for cod, right? If capelin are not recovering, then it seems unlikely that we would see a recovery in cod. So it's more, I think, in the context of importance to cod that capelin.
This is a lesson for other situations around the world, in that ecosystems, especially marine ones, are very complex, and that responses can be unexpected. Herring numbers are also important to cod, but numbers are also much lower as they used to be, resulting in more cod feeding on shrimp. The problem here is that shrimp are not as energy-rich for cod. Capelin is healthier than shrimp for cod, as it results in attainment of larger sizes in terms of weight and length. So as you can see, capelin are just one example of how such a little-known species occupies such a key position in the food chain. This just goes to show that good management and sustainability practices are just as essential as good science. Thank you for listening.